بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Islam is founded on two bases: Tawheed and Ittihad. The two fundamental bases of Islam are Tawheed and Ittihad. Tawheed is the acceptance of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we worship Him as it is His right to be worshipped without ascribing any partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last and final messenger after whom there is no other messenger. And Ittihad is to join together on this basis, for all Muslims to join together on this fundamental principle of Tawheed. This is the meaning of Ittihad in Islam. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah said, hold together firmly to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the rope of Allah? It's Tawheed. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So Allah said, hold together firmly to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not make differences amongst yourselves. Allah did not say, la takhtalifu. Allah did not say, do not have a difference of opinion. Allah said, do not divide yourselves. La tafarraqu. Do not make tafriqat. Do not divide yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. Allah said, verily and truly and surely, this ummah, this brotherhood of yours is one brotherhood. Ummatan wahida. It is not 10 brotherhoods. It's not 20 brotherhoods. It's one brotherhood. Ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum. What is the basis of this ummah? That I am your Rabb. Wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. So worship me. Again, the principle of Tawheed and Ittihad. Allah is saying, you are one people. And why are you one people? Because I am your Rabb. So worship me. This is the basis on which we are one people. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fattaqun. Only one word is different between these two ayats. The last word, fa'budun and fattaqun. Allah said, verily and truly and surely, this ummat of yours, this brotherhood of yours is one brotherhood. Meaning, keep together, remember that oneness. Wa ana rabbukum, and I am your Rabb. Fattaqun. So, have my taqwa. Live your life in a way that is pleasing to me. Be concerned about pleasing me. Be concerned about not earning my displeasure. So once again, Tawheed and Ittihad. Tawheed is the basis on which this ummah was brought together. This is the basis on which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam formed this ummah in Medina. This is the greatest development in the history of Islam. The single biggest factor in the history of Islam after the coming of Islam itself was the formation of this ummah, and that happened in Medina. And the basis of that was this. Basis of that formation was Tawheed. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That this is what we believe and this is what we live by. And that's the reason why from this came all the ahkam with regard to huququl ibad. Tawheed is huququllah, the haqq of Allah, and ittihad, in ittihad comes the huququl ibad. So obviously, if you are going to live together as one people, then we have to honor each other's rights. Now the issue is, having known this, none of what I am saying to you is news. All of this is very well known. Yet we find that we have so many divisions. And we find that we seem to create new divisions every day. Now, what is the reason for this? The reason for this is that instead of looking at what brings us together, we look at what differentiates us. So, we look at each other in terms of those things which are, we don't say we are all human. We say this one is black, that one is white. So, there are, both are true. Both of these facts are true. There is a fact that we are different and there is a fact that we are together. It's our choice which one we want to look at. So, we are all human. We are all, alhamdulillah, the awlad of Adam alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have made you in different tribes and races and different types and forms so that you, لِتَعَرَفُ, so that you recognize one another, so that you honor one another. Allah did not say so that you have problems with one another, so that you fight with one another. No. So, there is this opportunity. Similarly, we are all Muslim, alhamdulillah. And why are we Muslim? Because we say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We are Muslim because we say that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without ascribing any partners to Him, without doing shirk. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger of Allah, and we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, this is what is common between us. If somebody is saying that there is Allah but there is also somebody else, then that person is not a Muslim, so I am not talking about them. If somebody says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Rasul but then after him somebody else came as a Rasul, then that person is not a Muslim, I am not talking about him. I am talking about people like us, alhamdulillah, who are together on this, on La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So, this is what is common between us. But then there are also differences between us. There are differences in how we pray, there are differences in how we dress, there are differences in what we hold more important, less important, there are differences in how we celebrate this and that. Alhamdulillah, no problem. The point is that each one who is doing that, who is doing whatever he is doing, there is some reason why he is doing it. That person has his own dalil. Now, if you ask me about this dalil, then I might say, well, you know, that dalil is not true, that dalil is weak, that dalil is false. So, therefore, I will not do that. No problem. Don't do it. Right? If you ask that person about what I do, that person might say, no. But you see, this is what he is doing and this is not correct. Fair enough. No problem. That is your opinion. This is my opinion. Alhamdulillah, there is a place for two opinions and three opinions and 10 opinions. There is no place for a change of the opinion about Tawheed. You have to understand this. The fundamental La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, there is no scope for any having a second opinion on this. But with regard to other things, alhamdulillah, let people have their opinions. Allah did not set you or me to decide who is correct. Right? Let us understand this very clearly. This is the root cause of all the problems. Allah did not set you or me as a judge to decide what is correct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us a way, and to follow his way is the correct way. So what must I do? I must check myself to see, am I following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? As long as I am following that sunnah and I am convinced about that, alhamdulillah, I don't have to worry about anything else. On the day of judgment, Allah will decide who was right, who was wrong. Allah did not set you or me as the judge to decide that in this world. Allah sent us to live our lives in the best way possible, which is to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, this is the meaning of the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Jews and the Christians were divided into 72 groups. My ummah will be divided into 73 groups. They asked him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of those 73 will go into Jahannam except one. Right? Which means 72 will go into Jahannam, one will go into Jannah. They said, Ya Rasulullah, who is that one, which is that one group? He said, that which is on my sunnah. That group which is on my sunnah. So, therefore, the issue is to ensure that we are from that group. Right? Don't worry about others. But the what is common between us is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. I mentioned to you the story of one of the Amir of Tabligh at that time, Mufti Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was in the Ijtema'i Lucknow, and the head of the Shia, Kalb Sadiq, Maulana Kalb Sadiq came to meet him, and I said, I've come to meet you to ask only one question. And he asked him this question. He said that this hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said that out of 73, 72 will go into Jahannam, only one will go into Jannah, which is that group? So he asked him this question, which is that group? And the answer of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh is a beautiful answer. He said, the group which is working in order to save the others from Jahannam will go into Jannah. Yes, that's such a beautiful answer. He said, out of the 73, 72 will go into Jahannam, which is that one group which will go to Jannah? That was the question. He said, the group which works to save the others from going into Jahannam, that group will go into Jannah. He did not say the Sunnis will go into Jannah. He did not say the Tablighis will go into Jannah. He did not say the Barelvis will go to Jannah. He did not say the Deobandis will go to Jannah, the Salafis, the Hanafis, the Shafis, the Malikis, the Hanbalis. He did not say any of this. Right? He said the one, whoever it is, whoever is working to try to save others from going into Jahannam will go into Jannah. Because this was the work of the Anbiya alayhimu salam. The work of the Anbiya alayhimu salam was to save people from going into Jahannam. The Nabi himself would go to Jannah. For the Nabi, there was no question, will I go to Jahannam or will I go to Jannah? Because the Anbiya alayhimu salam are masoom, they are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are mahfuz, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them Jannah. There is no doubt about the Jannah for the Nabi. So he is not working for his own Jannah. He is working for the Jannah for others. Now this fikr, this concern for other people, this is what differentiates a Muslim from anybody else. And that is the basis of ittihad. Now imagine, if I am concerned about your welfare, how can there be enmity between us? It's not possible. No? I mean, if I am worried about you, I am saying, are you well? Is everything okay with you? Can I help you? And I am genuine about that. Whoever that person, I mean, maybe you, maybe my neighbor, whoever, right? I am concerned about somebody else's welfare. How can there be enmity between somebody who is concerned about the welfare of somebody else and that person? It cannot be. So this is the whole principle. So how can we be together? We can be together by looking at the commonality, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, number one. Number two, by respecting the differences of people and saying, Alhamdulillah, you are doing whatever you are doing, please continue. Do whatever you are doing. I don't have to tell you that what you are doing is right or wrong, because I am not the judge appointed for you. Now, sometimes people ask this question, how can we say that they are doing right when we know that they are doing wrong? My point is, who told you that you are supposed to say anything at all? Why have you appointed yourself as the judge to go and pronounce on somebody, you are right, you are wrong? That's not your job. You look at yourself and say, am I right? And if I am not right, then let me become right. As far as the other one is concerned, is he saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? If he is saying that, Alhamdulillah, he is my brother, he is my sister, she is my sister. They asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, who is a Muslim? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, who prays in the direction of our Kaaba and who eats what we slaughter. That's it. Three things he said. He said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say, go into his heart to see whether he said it with ikhlas or not. He didn't say this. He said, if he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and if he prays in the direction of our Kaaba, this is the importance of Salah. If he simply said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and you never see him praying, he never comes to the masjid, you don't know whether he prays or not, then this person, we don't know whether he's a Muslim or not. We do not know whether this person is a Muslim or not. I don't say he's not a Muslim, because you cannot say that specifically and you know, in a qat'i way about anybody. But If you say, well, is that person a Muslim? I have to say, sorry, I don't know, because I have never seen him pray. I do not know whether he is a Muslim. Even though he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made this. And the third one is, they eat what we slaughter, meaning they respect the halal and haram and so on of Islam. That's it. And today we have brought in all kinds of, as I'm saying, I'm not saying that everything that everyone is doing is right. It cannot be right, because when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very specifically said that the one who is on my sunnah only, then how can anybody say that everything cannot be right? But I'm saying that to decide what is right or what is not right, you are not the judge, I am not the judge. Allah did not appoint me or you as the judge to say, go and look into people's lives and see what they are doing and then announce to them, you are right, you are wrong, you will go to Jahannam, you will go to Jannah. This is not your job. You do your work properly. And if somebody comes to you and asks you a question, by all means, you tell them what you are doing and why you are doing that. So by all means, propagate that. But don't spend your time criticizing and maligning and shouting and screaming at people. That does not help anybody. Instead of that, look at the commonalities, which is the fundamental commonalities, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And then there will be other commonalities. For example, if you look at the Muslim community today, we have got issues with education. We have got issues with the raising of our children. We have got issues with our marriages. We have marriages and, you know, 10 days later, the marriage is on the rocks. We have issues with that. We have issues of employment. We have issues of skill development. We have issues of security and safety. You think we are short of issues? Now, all of these things which I mentioned, do we have issues of drugs and addiction of all kinds in our society? All of these issues are common to the Barelvis and the Deobandis and the Hanafis and the Shafis and the Malikis and the Hanbalis and the Zaidis and the Ashari's and this one and this tree and that tree and everybody. All of these are common. So how come we cannot sit together and talk about these things and look for solutions for these things which will help everybody, and instead we get stuck on whether your amama is, your pagdi is green and this one is yellow and this one is white and that one is black? I mean, this is, so where is this going to take us? And that's why I say the fundamentals of this deen, Tawheed and Ittihad. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and unity. And that unity is based on the diversity. Let the diversity be there. It need not be a means or a basis for division. We retain the diversity. We focus on the unity which alhamdulillah is there with us. And then we look at common issues and common causes which we need to work on, in order that all of us have a life which is positive and beneficial. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I want to end with this saying that please listen to people who talk about Tawheed and Ittihad. And do not listen to anyone who talks about division. And I don't care who gives you what dalil from Quran or Sunnah or where. If he talks about division, if he talks about tafriqat, if he talks about superiority and inferiority among Muslims, then his dalil is false. Don't even listen to that person. Don't go behind that person. Don't pay any attention to that dalil. People have a way of twisting the Quran and the Sunnah to suit themselves. There is no need to fall into that trap. If the message is division, reject it. Reject that message, reject that person, no need to listen to them, no need to follow them. If somebody is talking about Ittihad, if somebody is talking about togetherness, of being of the brotherhood of Islam, alhamdulillah, we are willing to listen to them no matter what kind of turban they are wearing or if they are wearing any turban or not. Forget about the color of the turban, look at the color of the heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us, and never to be displeased, and to guide us to that which pleases him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.